Welcome to the second part of this documentary. I'm Andrew Strom, author of the book Kundalini Warning, Are False Spirits Invading the Church?
As we've already seen, in the 1990s, this bizarre new movement with drunkenness and animal noises, falling down, jerking, and all of this spread around the world.
They think Toronto's something. Wait till they come to Boston.
And of course, Charisma magazine, one of the most popular Christian magazines, was right behind it. In the USA, another revival took off in Brownsville, Pensacola, which at least had real repentance preaching, but it also had a lot of this truly bizarre stuff as well.
Aches and he grieves for your spirit. He grieves for you.
And then in 2008 came the biggest one of all, Todd Bentley and the Lakeland Revival.
This outpouring kicked off when Todd Bentley, a 32-year-old Canadian with a longtime healing ministry, came to do just five nights of meetings in one Lakeland church.
Bam! We're in 214 nations a night, potential audience 400 million. And 10 hours a day, we're literally around the world. People are seeing what's happening here in Florida.
That's because God TV made the unprecedented and extremely expensive decision to preempt all their primetime programming and broadcast the Lakeland meetings every night.
Now, there's no question that this was one of the biggest, most publicized movements that the Christian world has ever seen.
We had 550,000 different computers have logged into the webcast. That's incredible.
But of course, the Lakeland movement was also loaded with the same bizarre manifestations as we've seen elsewhere.
A little bit of that glory's coming on me. And we have an international television audience tonight. And I got that vibrating again. Lord, let everybody vibrate.
So what were some of Todd Bentley's biggest influences? Well, he tells us himself.
But one outpouring that's most precious to me, because it brought intimacy and the presence of God to the church. It brought refreshing and renewal to the church. Was what took place in Toronto, Canada.
So it's no surprise that Todd Bentley invited the founder of the Toronto Blessing, Randy Clark, to minister at this new revival.
I see some of you already, the power of God is like 110. God, make it 220.
Now, thousands and thousands of leaders and Christians were coming to Lakeland from all over the world to get an impartation of the Spirit.
And our focus here in Florida every night is I lay hands on every single person that comes, whether it's 5,000, 10,000, and I'm praying, God, give it away, give it away, give it away. That's the focus here, impartation.
Some are saying this is the most contagious anointing the world has ever seen.
Just look at what people are receiving here and taking back to their own city and their own church. Here's what happened in Dudley, England, when the Lakeland anointing arrived there. And this was repeated all around the world in hundreds and hundreds of churches wherever this anointing went. Even Charisma magazine began to question some of what was going on. But that didn't stop the very biggest leaders in the charismatic movement from endorsing and promoting this movement. On June 23rd, 2008, they held a special commissioning ceremony for Todd Bentley live at Lakeland with the very biggest apostles and prophets of the charismatic movement. This is Peter Wagner, the head apostle of the entire charismatic movement worldwide. And here's Rick Joyner, the top prophet of the movement.
This commissioning represents a powerful spiritual transaction taking place in the invisible world. With this in mind, I take the apostolic authority that God has given me, and I decree to Todd Bentley, your power will increase. Your authority will increase. Your favor will increase. Your influence will increase. Your revelation will increase.
Of course, only weeks later, Todd Bentley's movement completely fell apart, and no amount of Stacey Campbell shaking her head was going to change that fact.
And receiving the tablets came after Numbers 24.
Just a few weeks later, on July the 9th, ABC Nightline had a special on Todd Bentley and the Lakeland Revival. Little did we know this would be the beginning of the end of the revival.
Can you supply us with three people who have been cured through miracle with their medical diagnosis, their names?
But we never got three. Instead, we were given a binder filled with what Bentley says are stories of inspiring miracles. It offered incomplete contact information, a few pages of incomplete medical records. Doctors' names were crossed out. And so, not a single miracle claim of Bentley's could be verified.
But then came even more shocking news. Todd Bentley was separating from his wife. He'd apparently been having an affair with a female staff member even while the revival was going. And of course, at this point, the entire revival collapsed. Lee Grady, the editor of Charisma magazine, spoke for multitudes around the world when he wrote these words. Todd Bentley's announcement that his marriage is ending has thrown our movement into a tailspin, and questions need to be answered. It was not supposed to end like this. But sadly, that was not the end. Todd Bentley divorced his wife, married his girlfriend, and the biggest prophetic ministry in the world, run by Rick Joyner, undertook a speedy restoration process to fast-track Todd Bentley back on stage again. And now here he is, back again, ministering alongside his new wife.
And the thing about the elephant, it wasn't just an ordinary elephant, it was a wild elephant, a wild elephant.
As we've already seen, these same spasmodic head movements in Hinduism are taken as a sure sign of a Kundalini awakening. Why then are we now seeing them in the church?
It is for everyone, for every Christian.
And so, aided and abetted by some of the biggest names in Christendom, Todd Bentley and others continue to spread this anointing right through the charismatic church.
Jesus, I pray some of you would feel like you're getting electrocuted.
But this is not just about Todd Bentley and his friends. This is about thousands of charismatic leaders all over the world who made the decision not just to bring this stuff in and endorse it, but to actually transfer it onto their own people. And I don't care if it was peer pressure, just because every other minister seemed to be getting into it. I don't care what the reasons were. This is one of the worst, most disturbing movements that maybe the church has ever seen, and these guys brought it in deliberately into the church. And when the very top apostles and prophets in the entire charismatic movement can get up on a stage and endorse and promote and prophesy the grandest things over such a suspect movement that was obviously suspect right from the start, we've got to know our top leadership, they don't have any discernment.
Your power will increase. Your authority will increase. Your favor will increase.
We need a revolution in the leadership of the church.